Words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. So when you read about Jesus getting up early in the morning, it's so early that it's dark. It reminds me of every Wednesday for the last 11 years since we started a men's prayer group at McDonald's. Some of you attend there and I think of how important it is to get up and get to prayer and find that quiet place. Because every time we leave prayer group, right, John? We feel energized. We feel like God has been with us and we feel more alive, alive in Christ. And 3 years ago, I want to start off by saying I miss Cecil. How many people knew Cecil Griffin, who died last year at the age of 98? And he was really a dear friend of mine. I would pick him up. Most Wednesdays at the Willows at 5:30 a.m. He got up at like 4 a.m. or quarter of 4 a.m. and watched a black and white movie before I even picked him up. But I picked him up this one time 3 years ago and brought him to McDonald's. And then afterwards, it had snowed while we were there and sleeted. And so I'm getting him back into the car, helping him. He's 98 years old, or 95 at that point, and he slips. And I literally have to, in 1 second, make the decision, am I grabbing his rump or not? Am I clinging to his gluteus maximus to keep him from sliding literally underneath my car? So I brace myself, and in a second, I'm like, I'm going in. I'm close enough that I'm not letting him fall. And so I get him, and I push him up from the rear end. And I say, as I'm doing it, I say, I'm sorry, Cecil, I got to do it like this. And I get him into the car, and he's okay. And he whispered, you raise me up, Pastor John. And it reminds us of the song, you raise me up. And reminds me of the scripture today where those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. Amen. I do apologize that it's Super Bowl Sunday and we're playing the Eagles, but this is the real Eagles or hawks or birds that soar. And how beautiful it is to know, really, you don't see them going like this, right? You don't see any hawks or eagles flapping like a hummingbird, right? They're gently just catching the thermals that come off a mountain or a valley or any terrain. The wind that comes up and they catch it. You don't see the wind, but they just gently ride the wind. And how beautiful that is. Tell me you don't look up and you see a hawk or an eagle and feel inspired, because you imagine, wow, what it would be like to be up there. What would that view be? How free that looks. And so Isaiah the prophet is writing to Israel that they're returning to Jerusalem after being in exile for a number of years, and they're tired and they're worn, and they're coming back, and Isaiah's reminding them to trust in the Lord, to hope in the Lord, to wait on the Lord, and there will be a time when you will be energized, you will be renewed, your strength will be renewed, and you will be like that soaring eagle. Just so powerful to imagine it. If you trust, those who trust, that means some do, some don't. It's for us to decide today, are we going to put our hearts and souls in trusting in the Lord and hoping in the Lord and believing that we're not going to stay grounded? You know how this world, talk to the Quayles, they know about being grounded, meaning laid low. You get a text while you're at church, your house is on fire, worldly possessions are gone. And yet the next Sunday they come to church and they stand here. Many of you lay hands on them. You ask them if that doesn't lift them up. Amen. And they wept, saying, they really have cried not about what they've lost. Even their four animals, they've cried. But they've cried because of the outpouring, is what they said, of the love of all of you and the community and their friends. You know, you don't see the wind, Jesus says, when he talks to Nicodemus under the cover of night, John 3. But Jesus says, you know, the Spirit's like the wind. You don't see it, but you feel its effects. You don't see what keeps those eagles up to soar, but it's there. Is this updraft of the Holy Spirit that comes when you trust in God, when you surrender and you believe that God created all of this. Have you ever stood outside? What was that moon this week? It was was it a blood moon or a blue moon or black and blue moon or whatever it was. We were at prayer group and John noticed it and it was like, someone said, I thought that was a street light. So bright and beautiful. You ever been outside? The stars up at Mount Monadnock were so beautiful. Just yesterday, it was so clear, cold and clear and crisp. And you could see the stars. All the kids, you could tell, they would just, you just gravitate up, don't you? And Isaiah knows that. And he says, do you not know? Have you not heard? God created all these. God created the starry skies, the heavenly hosts, and names every single one of them. Not one of them is lost. Amen? How powerful that. Do you know that now we know that there are 100 billion stars in just the Milky Way galaxy? And do you know that there are millions of galaxies with billions of stars, so many, they say that there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the earth. When you're on the beach this summer, go like this and see if you can count how many grains of sand are in your hand. Can you fathom how many stars there? You cannot, your brain cannot take it. And so I say, what's 7 billion for God? To be completely aware of every single person. Knows you, cares about you, loves you. You know, when I preach on February 18th in the village of Miti in the Congo, I'm going to bend down and look at the orphans there. We started a school, an orphanage, and I'm going to look at each kid. And I know they're only going to have the dirty clothes that they have on, probably. They don't have any other worldly belongings. None. And they're lucky if they get one meal a day because of the school. Because you've chosen to maybe sponsor a kid for that. It's only $30 for the entire year for the younger grades. And they get a meal in there too. And they're going to be in church. And I was told that there are people that are going to walk one way, 8 miles, to hear the word of God. I better be ready with that sermon. Amen. Would you walk 8 miles for this sermon? One way and then 8 miles back? But they're going to be told how precious and beautiful they are. And that they're not nothing. That God can come to them and be in a relationship with them. And you know what? The speaker up at Mount Monadnock was so beautiful. Was lifting up these young people. He listed a lot of the difficult headlines and how difficult it is to be a young person today. I ask you all, would any of you be a teenager today? I have zero people that ever say, oh yeah, I'll be a teenager today. Mm-mm. It's hard and there's a weight on all of us, and especially young people, and he's preaching to them about how important it is to know that you can hope in the Lord, and hopefulness is not contingent to your situation. Hopelessness comes from being in a broken relationship with our Creator. And if you accept the Lord and you walk with the Lord, you end up having all that you need to face all the hopeless situations that you face in the world. Because if you just look at the news, you're going to be down. You're going to be grounded. You will never be uplifted, right? If you focus just on everything that's wrong with the world. But I love how he said, hopelessness is not contingent to your circumstances. You can be hope-filled and be going through difficult, terrible times. The world, it's sort of like a setup that says, if these things are happening in your life, you should be down and out. And God's saying, no, that's not the case. If you're in a relationship with me, then you can be hope-filled. You can feel the updraft of the Holy Spirit. And you can be raised up and be part of something beautiful. If it can happen to Brenda Armstrong, it can happen to any one of you. Amen? How powerful it is to hope in the Lord. And when we come up for communion, I pray that you could confess that you have put your hope in everything but God. And today's the day to finally say, Lord, I'm yours. I love when Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans, I'll come to you. Because when we preach to the young kid, the orphans in Miti, and they're welcomed and they're part of this church and they're told every day that they're important. I bet there's somebody here right now that can often feel like they're orphans. They can have everything right in their life but still feel this brokenness in their heart because they don't know that God loves them. And people have told me, say, Pastor John, why do you always talk about God's love? Don't these people get it by now? I'm like, well, people forget. People go through hard times and need to be reminded again and again and again that you are loved by God. It amazes me. Isaiah says, look at all this. Look at all that God created. And someone can believe in all of that. Stand at the Grand Canyon, you know, just look at birds or whatever it might be, and believe that God made all this, and yet God can't renew their strength or save them from whatever they're facing in life. Rescue them. And I'm here to tell you God can, because there's nothing. I love that 250 young people up at Mount Monadnock are hearing the word of God. Many of them going through very difficult situations. Some of them I know. And I can just see how they're uplifted and that they're soaring on wings like eagles. And they're reminded that, yes, you can have troubles in this world, but you can still be blessed. You can still be in a relationship with God through Christ, and you can still be joyful because you're focused on the purpose of worshiping and serving God. How beautiful it is that right from the synagogue, and I've been there in Capernaum, Jesus goes to Peter's mother-in-law's house. It's either Peter's house or his mother-in-law's, and they go, and they're hungry, but she's sick in the other room. And it's so beautiful, they tell Jesus, he enters into her bedroom. She's in bed. He comes over, puts his hand out. She puts her hand into his, and it says he lifted her up. And by the time she stood up, she was healed. Amen? The next line said, and then she served them. I always think, can't this poor woman get a break? But I think that she was so revitalized and refreshed and renewed by having the Lord raise her up and heal her, that she loved to serve. In fact, the word for deacon in this lesson, for servant, is diakoneo. And that's where we get the word for deacon or servant. That's what deacon means. I believe that she stood up and she was so happy, that she was so energized with being touched by Jesus, that she was ready to serve. And in our church, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to serve. And it goes hand in hand that if you're feeling low and you're grounded. AA works this way, NA works this way, OA works this way. That you go and you help others as you get helped. Amen? It's a two-way street. You can't come to church and not have your heart break that there's not more people in church. I want you to leave here thinking that you know somebody that needs to hear that God loves them. It's that simple. And then you serve them. And in serving them and seeing if you want to get involved in serving, hang around with Brenda Armstrong, because she ends up every single week, she goes into Worcester and helps and serves the homeless. How much do you get out of that, Brenda?
A whole lot.
A whole lot, amen? You don't feel like nothing when you do that, do you? Amen. So our outreach committee meeting is February 11th. I know Lloyd's here. Lloyd, if you want to come up and sing the soul that you have. I think is it Extravagant Love? All My Hope. Perfect. All My Hope. He's going to sing as we prepare for Holy Communion. We've got a couple minutes to hear Lloyd sing. And thank you, Lloyd, for coming. We prayed for you. We lifted you up. It's hard to have two little ones and a teenager and no heat all night long. That's why Lloyd overslept today, because they had a cold, cold night in their apartment in Southborough across from Faith School. So we're glad you were able to still be here. And you know, there's somebody here this morning that needs to have hope. Amen? I want you to know that it's a gift. Romans 5:5, hope doesn't disappoint us because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. That's that invisible force. And I want you to think about how important it is to know that Jesus' outstretched arms, he looked at Jerusalem and said, how I've longed to gather you like a hen gathers its brood, right, underneath its wings. When Jesus extends his arms out on the cross, you know, that's his wings, amen, that enables you to soar, that grace, that updraft, that thermal that can help you rise above where you're at. So your head's not down, picking in the sand like a chicken. Amen? You know how hard it is to leave the nest? Doug Yeoman shared with me that he watched the whole thing. This mother bird built the nest and then laid the eggs, and the eggs hatched, and they were all sparrows. And he saw this one, he watched, and they bounce like this, getting ready to leave the nest. Now, I can't imagine a bird like knowing that I'm supposed to jump out of this nest and I'm just doing that, I can fly. And literally, he said it was the funniest thing, but it was also inspiring that this bird in the nest was getting the courage to jump out of the nest and just fly. And I want you to lift up all the new folks that are going to Africa. It takes a lot to get on a plane and go to Rwanda or the Congo. That's called leaving your nest. That's trusting that you can spread your wings. You know how the saying is, spread your wings? I'm going to encourage you to spread your wings. You don't think you can fly until you spread your wings. Try something new. Go outside of yourself. Brenda did it when she stood up in front of you and spoke. I want you to think about, if you have a story to tell, tell me. Stand up and share it. But spread your wings so you can feel the hope of the Holy Spirit, the love of God come underneath you. Amen. Lloyd, let's listen.